money comes and goes, but it's the asset you're looking for in your business is clients, right? The people who pay you over and over and over again.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
Article in the funnel that's produced 852 cleaning clients without doing a single cold call. So this is the Bozeman 5-star cleaning funnel, okay? And so how I created this funnel was really simple. I modeled my gym funnel framework that I had used, and I just took what I knew from there, everything from the layout to all the human behavior that went to it, all the headlines to ad copies, and I just switched out fitness for cleaning. Really that simple, right? And so to date, we've invested $30,000 of traffic into this funnel just on Facebook alone, okay? And like I said earlier, this funnel has also generated over $725,000 in revenue. So a pretty good ROI, right? And most importantly, again, money comes and goes, but it's the asset you're looking for in your business is clients, right? The people who pay you over and over and over again. And that's honestly the thing I love about the cleaning business is that it's a recurring model, very similar to how the fitness business should be. And if anybody, you guys have been in the fitness space before, you know that the idea of having clients being recurring is what it's sold on. But in the cleaning business, clients actually stick, right? And the second client ever signed up is still with us today. And we have many clients who've been with us for years. So that's what I really enjoy about the cleaning business is that right there. And so curious, like, you guys cool to actually share this funnel with you guys right here tonight? You guys cool with that? Put it in the chat. If you're cool with that, let's get some action in chat. You guys actually want to see this funnel? You guys want to see how it's broken down? You want to see some of the psychology and the human behavior behind it? Yeah? Cool. All right. So let's talk about it from end to end. All right. So we're going to get real tactical here, guys. So a Facebook ad. So Facebook ads versus Google ads. So I think before we get started, I think it's important to understand what the difference is. So Facebook ads are distraction marketing. Google ads are search-based marketing. And so how Facebook ads work from a human behavior standpoint is when somebody's on Facebook, you guys have probably been there before, you guys are scrolling. You guys are looking at your friends' pictures. Maybe you're looking at news. Maybe you're looking at your favorite entrepreneur you're following or celebrity you're following. You're liking their stuff. And then all of a sudden, something just stops you, right? And it's a picture like this of cute puppies or something that just like gets you to stop scrolling. And then all of a sudden you stop scrolling. You're like, huh, cute puppies. And all of a sudden you look up and you see Bozeman residents. You say, hey, I'm a Bozeman resident, right? And then from there, it pulls you into the ad copy, okay? And so now all of a sudden you click that little see more button. So I go back here. You see, okay, the creative stops you. You look up. Now you see Bozeman residents. You see February S. You're like, okay, I got to hit see more. So you hit see more. And now it pulls you into the copy. Now it says free home cleaning voucher, right? So now you're like, oh, irresistible offer, like free. Free is the most powerful word in marketing you can ever use. So if you can use the word free, you understand how to monetize free, you understand how to use a free offer, it is one of the most powerful things you can ever do. And then once you give the irresistible offer, now we're actually going into the ad copy. And then finally, you give a call to action, right? So someone reads your ad copy, you must tell them what to do. You must think of people as they have no idea what to do. They can't think for themselves. You must walk them through the psychology of exactly what you want them to do. So give them a call to action, click the link below. Like, simply saying that, you'd be surprised at how much your conversion rates will go up by just simply telling somebody what to actually do next. Okay. And so now once it actually clicks that link, now they actually go to our ClickFunnels landing page. So I told you guys earlier about ClickFunnels. ClickFunnels is the landing page software that we use. It's super simple. It's like the easiest editor I've ever used in my entire life. Highly recommended it. And so this is what you'll see on my landing page when you click over from the Facebook ad. Now this is just the top of the fold, right? So this is what you see right when you click the link. There's actually stuff below it. But the cool thing about this landing page is you'll see a lot of similar things that we talked about in the ad is on here as well. So you have the irresistible offer. You'll see that it's the same offer that we have in our Facebook ad. And so the congruency, the consistency is so important when somebody leaves Facebook and they come on your landing page. You need to have as much consistency from a verbiage standpoint as you possibly can. Now, you don't need to have it. It doesn't need to look like Facebook from a color standpoint or even a feel standpoint or font standpoint, but you need to have the same offer. Okay. So you can see here, it says claim your free training. And so now as you scroll down again, like there's actually lots of ad copy on this specific funnel. But again, like your ad copy's job is to continue to sell your service, in this case, your offer, to somebody who doesn't know who you are, right? And everything is selling one thing. You're breaking one belief, is that I need you to get this first cleaning free. Like that's what I need you to do, right? And then so once they are sold and they're going to click the little button, and then all of a sudden there's a pop-up that pops up and it says, hey, put your information here now. And can you see the offer again? I want my free cleaning. So again, it's consistent. We're consistently saying, get your free cleaning, get your free cleaning, get your free cleaning. They have them put in their first name, their last name, their email, and their phone number. And once they submit the form, it takes them to the thank you page. So this is the second step in the funnel. So this is what makes ClickFunnels so powerful, is that you can actually you customize where people go after they submit your form. There's really cool things I'll show you here in a second that you do once they submit it. But on this specific funnel, it takes them to a thank you page. And you can see here, it tells them what to do next. Schedule your discovery call. And then right below this, you can see there's an Acuity scheduler. So we use a company called Acuity. And they have the ability to self-schedule their discovery call. So once they opt in for a free cleaning, of course, we need to talk to them about what their goals are and what they want. And so you can see here, this is actually something I pulled from this morning. And we only allow for 2 days in advance to be open. And the reason why is because the further somebody books out, the less likely they are to actually show up for their appointment. And so we found that our show rates are higher and our close rates are higher the quicker we can get somebody from the moment they opt in to get them on a phone call. And so that is like, it's a nuance, but it's something that's so powerful that if you let somebody schedule weeks in advance, your show rates will plummet and your close rates will also plummet as well. Okay. Because again, like this is a understanding human behavior. This was something that we distracted them. We got them emotional through the ad copy. We got them excited about it. And so it's very much an emotional sell. And so the longer that emotion has, the longer that the runway of emotion, the less likely they are to actually continue that emotional journey on staying with you. Okay. And now here's the cool part. So again, now they self-schedule, they're on the schedule, boom, right? Cool. Now we have like, they're done as far as like, they've done what they need to do. Then at that point, it sends them to one more page, but then they're done with the funnel. Okay. But what it does for us now, it triggers all these automations. And so we use a software called Zapier, right? And so that software basically is going to do all the magic that's going to take that lead that came from ClickFunnels, that first name, last name, email, and phone number is going to put into all these places. So the first place, we have a lead sheet. Okay. And so it goes in Google Lead Sheets. It zaps it over there. It gets them all that information. Plus it tells us what lead source it came from. So again, if you can look over here, you'll see that it came from our free cleaning funnel, but we also have instant booking funnels. We also have Google messages. We also have Google quote requests. And so there's other funnels. So we actually can see where each lead comes from, which allows us to track our advertising dollars and seeing what's getting us the most ROI. And if we need to put more money into Google versus Facebook, just again, it gives us a better idea of kind of where we're at and where our marketing dollars are best spent. Okay. We use a CRM called Zenmates. So once they submit to ClickFunnels, again, Zapier transfers all that data into Zenmates. Now they become a contact inside our Zenmates CRM. We also use Constant Contact to send out emails. So if you guys are on here, you guys got an email from me. We use Constant Contact. So that their email gets zapped from ClickFunnels into Constant Contact. Okay. And there's some cool things that we do with Constant Contact as well, where you can put email automations inside Constant Contact, which again, it puts them on a drip campaign inside there. They get pushed into Just Call. And so Just Call is our phone CRM. This is how we text people. This is how we call people. And one of the coolest features that we do is we actually send an automated text. And so the key behind this automated text is that it is not sent right away. And it is sent like it's coming from a human being. And so we actually use Zapier. There's actually like a really cool feature that allows us to delay the time that this text is sent. So as soon as somebody opts in, like if you got a text message right away, of course your automation filter is like, okay, like this is automated text. But if it waits 5 minutes, then all of a sudden people just inherently believe that it's from a person who just acts really fastly. And so that's what this says. It's scheduled on a 5 minute delay. And so the message that we send them is like, hey, whatever the first name is, this is Katie with Bolden 5-Star Cleaning. I just received your inquiry. Do you mind sharing what you're looking for? A residential clean, a vacation rental clean, or an office clean, right? And at that moment, it prompts them to respond back. Now, we have full-time virtual assistants who are on call, or who are on the clock from 7 a.m. till I think 8 or 9 p.m. somewhere in that time frame. And they actually respond to these like so a real person actually responds to any messages after that, but that first message is automated. And the reason why that's so important is that speed is king. And you'd be surprised that when somebody goes through an online funnel, even if it's a local business, like people don't expect someone to actually reach out to them. Like, how many times have you guys opted into something online and no one ever calls you, no one ever texts you, no one ever responds to you? Maybe you get an email, that's it, right? How many of you guys have been part of that camp? And so how you actually can separate yourself is speed, right? And how you use speed to your advantage is you use a combination of automations and human interaction as well. Okay. So how much time does all that take, do you guys think? How much time does it take that of your time? How much time does it take for you to have somebody opt in and do all those and trigger all those automations and have all that stuff happen? That's right. Zero time. Right. And so really all the work is done on the front end. Right? All work is on the front end. So you must obviously understand how this process and how this funnel framework works. You must actually set the campaigns up. But outside of that, like once you set it up, it becomes a set it and forget it until you want to track your numbers. And then once you track your numbers, then of course you can tweak it based on what the performance of the ads go. But like you don't have to be the one who's out there putting out all the like the content and all the stuff out to the people. Like Facebook does that for you. Okay. That's why it's so powerful, because this allows you to market at scale. This allows you to actually focus on higher level things like running a team, making sure you get people in the right places. Allows you to continue to think about more ads and more creative and more ways to catch people's eyeballs.
If you're a cleaning business owner or want to launch a cleaning business, I did a free masterclass on how to build a $1 million cleaning business, even if you have zero experience. So if you want to learn more, go to loganscleaningco.com to create your free account. Hope you enjoy it.